Iran's gamble, the Hormuz choke point, and what intelligence analysts actually said. The IEA's July report shows the demand contraction was steepest in the second quarter, with consumption down 4.8 million barrels per day year over year, easing somewhat to 1.7 million in the third quarter as alternative routing gets established. A new intelligence assessment released this week concluded that Iran is genuinely willing to risk a broader war with the United States over the strait, framed not as posturing, but as an analytical finding. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper added a specific strategic interpretation. Tehran is attempting to extract maximum diplomatic and economic gains before November's midterm elections, betting that domestic political pressure will limit Washington's appetite for further escalation. The logic holds that any administration heading into an election faces real constraints on sustained military action, particularly if energy prices are punishing consumers. German Chancellor Merz told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this week that a U.S.-Iran deal remains the best chance to stabilize the region, even as strikes intensify. Saudi Arabia and Israel are both reportedly proposing pipeline alternatives designed to route oil around the strait, a combination that would have seemed unlikely 2 years ago. Analysts are now seriously debating whether the conflict will lastingly accelerate the energy transition, with the business case for solar and wind becoming self-evident when oil is both expensive and unreliable. Zelensky said publicly this week that China privately warned Russia against nuclear use, a claim that, if accurate, suggests Chinese diplomatic pressure may also be shaping Iranian calculations. Beijing holds significant economic leverage over Tehran, and any signal that China will not absorb the consequences of nuclear escalation represents a constraint on Iranian decision-making that does not always factor into Western analysis.